to welcome someone back. First of all, thank you, Steve. Great job with the news, as per usual.
Great job with the news, Steve.
I'm just confused because Bridget Carey is still on hold, Jasmine. You might want to get rid of her. I don't know what she's hanging on for.
No, she likes the news, too.
What did Bridget Carey do to you, Wendy, if she wants to listen to the rest of the show? I'm all for that.
Oh, maybe she can.
She's a fan.
Maybe she can. All right, Akilah Easter is with us. And Akilah, what... You do so many things. As we talked about on the air, you're a woman of many hats, even though Bill pointed out you're not,
I'm not wearing one
hat
at all. Thanks, Bill.
You're welcome.
Thanks for pointing that out.
I'm very literal. You're a lifestyle expert. You're an etiquette coach.
Yes.
NFL MVP, yes. 1986.
86.
For the Houston Oilers. What a year you had. But you wanted to talk today about the transition that we'll all be experiencing in the next few weeks of sending our kids off to college.
Right. So, figuratively, I'm wearing two hats today because also added to that list, I'm a college professor.
Yes.
So, I'm speaking of a lot of the things that I see my students are experiencing for the first time. And then when I teach my teenager etiquette courses, these overlap in topics with a lot of parents trying to prepare their kids for adulthood. But the thing is... they don't want to treat their babies like adults, which they're transitioning into. So trying to get them ready for that is a huge step for both the kids and the parents.
Who has a harder time with the adjustment, the kids or the parents? And me. It's me.
Yeah. It's just me. 2 years ago, you went through this and you were a basket case.
Yep, I was.
So was it an emotional journey or what was it?
It was mostly an emotional journey because it hits you all of a sudden. Those kids that were so little and needed your guidance every minute of every day, all of a sudden don't.
Right, and they don't want you to.
Yeah, I know.
So one of the major traps we have, think about when I talk to a lot of even my adult participants, they will say finances is the key. Getting prepared at that age will set you up for a good road ahead because everybody has the regrets of not saving money or getting all those credit cards that first year. As soon as that 18, those tickers, they start sending them to you. So just teaching financial responsibility. I mean, I know the kids don't want to hear it. They're like, yeah. But you showing an example of maybe even giving them a scenario of what $100 on a credit card is versus what an actual $100 is when you're paying for something.
Right.
So giving them that perspective.
You know what kind of changed that? I know when I went away to college, my mom got me a checking account that she, if I needed money at ISU, she could put money in there. Yeah. And I applied for some credit cards. And it's a tough lesson in life because, you know, what do you mean I have to pay that back?
Which,
you know, I just thought it
within
comes off the card. But what's different now than it was when I went to college are debit cards because that does kind of, even though it's a credit card and you can use it for things, you need the money to back it up in there.
Right. And they feel a little bit more mature with that debit card.
Yep.
So they can even save money over the summer or you can put money in on a monthly or weekly basis for them. And then they can utilize that credit card. So, that is a good or debit card, even though you can't really just look at it and tell the difference.
Right.
So they can still look cool around their kids or around their, their classmates. But yeah, that financial responsibility and setting up that whole stage at that point is going to be
that's
key
great advice.
It's such a shock for most adults. You know, you expect college to be expensive, but most of us use our own college years as a point of reference.
Yeah,
and the price has gone. You know, the price is just through the roof at this point.
I have a 3-year-old, so I don't even want to know what it's like in 15 years.
No,
I don't.
But that's why I have to say, my son went to a community college, and I just paid the tuition. I don't even want to tell you what it was because
it's a fraction.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
And he's getting all his. He's doing well and all the basics that everyone has to take anywhere.
Right.
The only thing he's missing is getting away from home, which is also very important.
And I don't know where that stigma, because, you know, I teach at a community college, so I don't know where that stigma comes from because those grades still count towards your college academic record.
Yep.
So regardless of where you go those first 2 years to get your gen eds, it's all implemented into your GPA. So, I mean, this little stigma against community college needs to disappear, which a lot of people are trying to combat that now.
COD, College of DuPage, is a great community college, and the president of that college listens to us. I went to Triton College.
Right.
I teach
with the city colleges at Wright College. Yeah. So
you know what the problem is? On signing day, what is it, May 1st or something, when everybody in high school is wearing the T-shirts of the schools
they're going to.
The people going to community college feel like a failure, and it is so not the case.
But that is what we're trying to change within the atmosphere. So we are trying to promote more students to be proud of a college atmosphere at a community college versus just showing up to class because you don't live on campus. So we are trying to change that a lot within the community college atmosphere.
The other thing about community college is when you're applying for a job or all throughout the rest of your life, it kind of matters where you graduated from.
Yeah.
So there's so many kids who go to 1 or 2 or 3 years of community college and then switch to a bigger...
Right.
And that where you got your diploma, your bachelor's is all you have to really put down.
That's it. You wouldn't put the 2-year associate's degree. You'd probably just put your bachelor's degree there.
Mm-hmm. So if that's what you're looking for, is an impressive resume, you know, I went to Boston College.
Right.
You could go to Boston College for a half a semester, but graduate from there. You're still in good shape.
I know people who get a certificate from Harvard and will say that they went to Harvard.
Really?
Because you don't have to get into all the technicalities. Like, actually, it was a 6-week certificate program that I did. So if you're worried about that, you need to get over that, because when you get into the workplace, you'll see that there's 20 different colleges and you guys are all making the same money and doing the same job.
Right.
That's what I was going to ask you. Does it matter if you graduate from a University of Wisconsin or Harvard? I mean, isn't it if you're qualified?
For the top, you know, maybe those 5% jobs, right, where you're making those 7 figures immediately or 6 figures out of college. But I think
what are those jobs? It's
finance. A lot of the finance positions,
lawyers,
right? Those too different late. Types of things. Like, can I go back?
When you say 6 figures, do you count the cents?
The cents, the .00, not after the decimal. Doesn't count. No.
That's too bad. All right, let's take a quick break and then more discussion with Akila Easter, lifestyle expert and etiquette coach. If you want to chime in with us, we'd love to hear from you. 312-981-7200. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Lifestyle expert, etiquette coach, friend of the show, Akila Easter is with us. You can go to her website. Why don't you hit it?
AkilaCT.com. So CT, S-I-T-I. It's my middle name.
It's my middle name, too. Isn't that ironic? We have the same middle name, Akila.
I wasn't ready for that.
Who would have thought?
Bill C.T.
Yeah.
Okay, William C.T.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how it goes on your birth certificate.
It's tough to let go of your kid when they go away to college.
Right.
It's tough to let go of your kid as they grow up.
Yeah.
It really is. You also wanted to talk about some college care packages, because kids are going back to school now, especially freshmen that are going away for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they need a little taste of home to help them get acclimated.
Yeah, I would suggest maybe for those first few months, sending a little monthly reminder to your kids just to say that I'm thinking about you. Maybe some tips. I remember one time my mom got me a self-help book and I was very offended. So, you know, just those little trinkets. Yeah, I haven't let it go. But food, of course, you know, the favorites, say if you're going to college, you know, far away, the things that they may not have there. So sending those little tricks to your kids.
A frozen Lou Malnati's would do the trick.
Oh, that's so nice. Yeah.
You think it would make it there?
Oh, that's true. Somebody might intercept
that. And then, you know, just developing those relationships with their roommates or whoever their dormmates may be. You know, sometimes maybe you guys can alternate months where his or her mom sends this month and the next month. Because I learned that the cafeteria closes early or the hours are always staggered and you're confused and you're starving. You don't have transportation on campus. So just thinking about all of those different scenarios to make your kids feel comfortable or to get acclimated so they're not calling you every 5 minutes for money.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any tips for parents, because you let your kids go?
Well, here's something you have to. All right, so here's the question that I struggled with a little bit. I didn't want to do too much of this or too little of this, but I wanted to keep in contact with them as they were away.
Mm-hmm.
So is there some guideline as to what is the right amount of calling and or texting once they leave the house for college?
I know that we kind of set up a specific date and time that we would normally call. We would check in around Sunday evening. That would be our check-in. And we would text each other if something happened. But otherwise, we just had a set day when we were communicating. And I suggest that with parents. So parents aren't calling every 5 seconds. I know that my students will sometimes have their phones out in the classroom and say, well, my mom said she was calling me. I said, no, your mom should not be calling you while you're in class. And that's one major thing that a lot of parents will have to acknowledge, is that I've had parents email me asking the status of their kids. And I keep saying kids, but I know 18 and up is an adult. So let me correct myself.
They're still kids.
Right.
Sorry.
Yeah, they are. And you can see that. But legally, we cannot communicate. If you pay for the, if it's as a parent, if you're paying all of the tuition, paying every single bill, legally, I still cannot communicate with you about your kid.
Really?
Yeah. So these emails, I have to politely say, unfortunately, I cannot communicate with you regarding your kid's status, because parents will come in and say, well, she's not going to be here because she needs to make up, and can she make up this assignment? I can't talk to you about that.
Really? Mm-hmm.
It is a federal law.
We had this come up. Grown and Flown is a great website. If you haven't been there, you should check it out. And it's put together about kids that are growing up and flying the nest. Mm-hmm. And remember, this one story came up. There was a mom whose son had was taken to the emergency room. He couldn't breathe. He was having some heart issues.
Okay.
And she is in another state. She calls. It turns out the roommate called the mom and said, your son is, I just wanted to let you know your son has been taken to the emergency room. So the mom tries to call the hospital. Since he's over 18, no information.
Right.
Even though she says he's on my insurance, doesn't matter.
Right.
So as soon as I heard that story, obviously I heard it 2 years ago, it's still in my head. Is it wrong to ask for a phone number of your kid's roommate? Because
no, I think that's emergency. A good check-in. That's a good check-in with your kids. And you should go through those scenarios with your kids, because kids have no concept, I think, of what insurance is, what an emergency really is, because they think they're invincible. Nothing's going to happen to them. So you could try to set up a scenario of, hey, Bill, if this happens to me, I need you to call my mom. You know, those different types of things. So those are discussions that you have for emergency situations. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point.
There are forms online that you can fill out in advance. So
write those things down. Don't wait till the emergency to occur. Suddenly try to rush and find all those things.
That's solid advice.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of, and both of my daughters have done this at some point, where they've surprised me. I didn't know they were flying home, and all of a sudden I show up somewhere, you know, my wife sets this up, and look who's there. It's my daughter who I didn't expect. We're not using them as pawns, I hope, but that's a good thing every once in a while.
Usually the parent surprises the kid. They have to turn it around.
It's always the opposite for me. And if I'm good, I get a cookie. Isn't that cool?
Yeah. They love you. I mean, I think we need to remember when we were that age and how we were venturing out into life. We still love our parents, right?
And but, you try to make them proud. You really do.
Yeah. And it's an intimidating time. When students try to come talk to me, they're very nervous as a professor and things like that.
Yeah.
So even teaching your kids and preparing your kids to talk to adults, being able to communicate, they build that confidence. And you can tell when when they take those first years, they know everything. They're coming back home telling, well, mom, actually, in my philosophy class, we discussed this. Like, okay, we've been exposed to the world 20 years before you, you know. So they're learning all of this different knowledge. And I think that this is when they start to appreciate their parents, especially when they're far away.
Yeah.
And you'll get more calls too.
Not just their parents, but everything about being home. I saw both of my kids when they went away, when they came home, they kind of, like, it was a bigger, look at, I have a giant room now again. Yeah.
Food just free. It's in the refrigerator. Yeah. A lot of appreciation for the things that were done for them that they didn't even realize that were being done.
Right.
Yeah. And then that sense of ownership of starting to take charge of your life, that's slowly creeping in. Because I still say as an adult now, like, why didn't they tell us this was going to happen as an adult? Mm-hmm. Right. And I'm in my mid-30s. So just preparing them and them learning those lessons along the way, they're showing their appreciation when they get home for you.
Mm-hmm. I did luck out with community college because I didn't have to deal with that going to another state with my son. My second one may move across the country. Who knows? But what I think is more important, and we brought this up before, when I went to Illinois State, there was one phone on the hallway, and you would take turns. It's like, I wanted to call home.
Right.
And Sunday night was the big night to check in.
Mm-hmm.
But now with cell phones and FaceTime, if something's wrong, these kids are going to get a hold of you morning, noon, or night.
It's an easy process, but that's what I think. It's more of the parents' method of letting go than the kids, because the kids are ready to go.
Yeah.
But then you do sometimes have that opposite effect where kids aren't ready to go and it's a rough time for them. And then you need to be able to communicate with them, let them know about self-care, you know, those different types of things, because that could be a rough time entering into a whole new atmosphere of new people. Because I think from transition from high school to college, this is a time where you're allowed to completely change who you were, right? Mm-hmm. So if you were that wallflower in high school, this is the time where you can kind of turn it on. Or sometimes people aren't accepted as well when they go to college, and that's a major adjustment as well. So being able to communicate with your parents on a regular basis, your parents can check in for those self-care tips as well.
Text from somebody in 847. This is very informative. We had our kids sign a health waiver at the health center so that we could talk to the doctors if needed, and we did. So that's an option.
Yeah, that's definitely an option.
Yeah, I said there are forms online that you can get to fill out in advance, though. Don't wait till something happens.
Don't wait till the emergency happens. Yeah, that's key.
That's a good idea. Mm-hmm. What would you say is the biggest adjustment overall? Out of all the things that change just a little bit when your kids go to college, what's the biggest?
Responsibility. Having to be able to be on be to class on time. Knowing to eat
that was my problem.
On a regular basis. Yeah.
Going to class was my problem.
Right, because this is a time where, because I think people are like, college, I can just show up when there's exam days.
Yep,
I'm good. You know, those different types of things. So learning those, you don't want to learn those consequences when you get your first report card, right? Mm. So maybe I do need to buckle down. So learning study habits, that is something you literally have to learn for school, which a lot of people didn't. And when you're going through K through 12, they tell you what you need to know. When you're in a lecture, you have to pick out what you need to know and what to be prepared for. So you're trying to let go of those hands. There's no more hand holding when you get to college. Yeah. And that's a major adjustment.
Yeah, I had trouble with that one.
No.
I needed someone to hold my hand and not just the boys.
We can do that too.
Akilah Easter is her name, lifestyle expert, etiquette coach. Her website is Akilah Citi, AKILAHSITI.
We'll put a link on our Facebook.
Yeah, .com, right?
It's so much easier. And Twitter's the same, right?
Your Twitter everything is AkilahCT.
What's your CB handle? Do you have a CB handle?
We just go by CT on my CB handle.
That's the way to do it.
My dad used to have a CB handle. That was my...
Was it?
Yes.
Yeah? I guessed it. How about that?
Oh my gosh, that's
great. To see you, Akilah. Thanks so much for being here.
Thanks you guys for having me.
Nice to see you again.
Quick break, some news, then more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.